All right, welcome back to Tabloid Tarot. I'm Ruben.
Tuesday.
We're here again. We're going to be talking more about the Johnny Depp stuff that continues to develop. Because, you know, it's going down. So, kind of like we had said, it seems like he had some people seem to be pumping out anger and agitation about him losing his job. And they're now pumping out memes. He said he'd seen some.
Yeah, there's like a whole article of them, and I started on it, but they were the saddest. They're not even near funny.
They're not meant to be. They're meant to be hateful.
They're just mostly hating on Amber Heard and some on Warner Brothers.
Oh, he tossed in someone at Warner Brothers
for something? Well, because Warner Brothers let him go.
Yeah.
So these people were upset about that, too. I don't know why.
They're upset because they somehow think it's
like,
acceptable
just
that he
dumb
did it.
Shit like this. This is like, I don't even know if some of these things would count as memes, even. They're just
honestly,
the saddest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, they are. They're like old lady memes.
Yeah, it's like straight up like, if real people are doing these, like.
Wow, that one. Yeah.
I don't know, like. It's gotta be like bots and like you said, old people. Yeah,
it's
all are saying, you know, justice for Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah. I have been like, oh, Johnny Depp
needs
hugs.
Yeah, but we love you.
Look, he doesn't need no damn hugs. He was hitting on her. She was hitting on him.
All these people are like, they just keep saying that he was the victim. So yeah, I do believe he was a victim of domestic abuse. But I also believe that Amber Heard was a victim of domestic abuse.
Yup.
So.
They both were. Of each other's domestic abuse. That they continued against each other until they didn't. And then it creates a very nasty situation.
I mean,
no one tried to stop it. No one tried to get them help. No one tried to, like, all those people that surround them, no one tried. Obviously it's up to them to choose what they're going to do with their lives. And that's why they separated and they're doing what they're doing now.
Yeah, but, like, Johnny Depp's entourage and these stands, if they are bots or whatever, putting out stuff like this, like, you aren't helping him because he clearly needs real help. Like, not just to be told, like, he's amazing and da-da-da and stuff. But, like, that's, I guess, how they think they can support him. Is, like, he can do no wrong.
It's a little sad. It's about the same thing. He's hoping for a rebound, somehow, but it's.
Well, like rumors, whatnots, and stuff. From what I've read, Disney might take him back as Jack Sparrow, like as a little thing or whatever, if he wins his countersuit or whatnots and stuff like that, which is like. Never gonna happen.
The one against Amber Heard?
America? The one that he just lost, he's gonna appeal.
Oh, okay, so he's appealing the loss.
The libel against the son, he says he's gonna appeal it. And
if he manages to get it appealed.
Yeah, then Disney will take him back, I think.
It's like I posted up on Twitter when it's like people are defending Depp, but like the difference between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp currently is Johnny Depp has a judge or a barrister that ruled he has 12 cases of domestic abuse that can be proven out of 14. That's hard to get past.
Oh, yeah.
We can prove the time that she said she was defending herself and you hit her in the face. We can prove that did happen, but you say it was a headbutt of defense.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
that's
I don't know how blasted I would have to be.
To headbutt
somebody. And that's how. No, you. We're in a fight or whatever, right? I'm intoxicated because that's the only way I could ever see me trying to headbutt you. Even in defense, my brain just would not go to, like, headbutt. Like, that's not a defensive move in my mind. But maybe that's how, like, Johnny Depp rolls.
I don't know. I don't know what the situation was. We weren't there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Right, I was in the bushes.
I definitely was not there.
Right, I was not wherever they were. I can't afford to be. Don't know where they were, but I can't afford to be there.
Right.
It could have been at the local 7-Eleven, but I probably can't afford to be there at the time that they are.
Nope.
I don't think I would want to be. That would not be a pretty moment in a 7-Eleven. Drugged up, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard taking forever with a little red basket.
I'd just be recording it on my phone. I'd be like, you'll see this?
Ever.
They've been in this store for like 20 minutes now.
They'd be that couple. They'd be the couple that goes to a 7-Eleven forever and just complains and complains about what's there.
But you have any bagels?
But they're constantly putting things in the basket that they're not going to get.
But yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned on the Warner Brothers thing, like, Johnny Depp got a pretty sweet deal. They fired him. But he still got his $10 million, his full salary for filming one effing scene that probably no one will see. Thank God.
Yeah. He got a golden parachute.
And Grindelwald is going to be recast.
Yeah, we're going
to give it back to Farrell, or, you know, like, another British person?
Someone? An actual...
You know, J.K. Rowling used to say she was so concerned with, like, having British casting, and then she just, like, fell on that Johnny Dick.
Oh, snap. Johnny Dick.
Or, I don't know, maybe they had, like, a bigot party together, and they were just like, yeah, we're so much better than everyone.
Compared each other's necks. Like, yeah. We both got turkey necks. Gotta cover up scars and big jewelry. Yeah, man. We're probably gonna do a tarot reading here today, a little bit about trying to maybe see a general vibe on who might get recast as Grindelwald. Just kind of see if we can't get a general idea. Maybe like at least on their vibe or something that might lead us in a ballpark of playing the game of guess who.
Yeah, you should definitely then, I think, because you've always seen one of the Fantastic Beasts movies, right?
I have seen both of them. They're not that great. So,
yeah.
I mostly watched it for, what's his name? Kind of terrible with names. But he was in Balls of Fury back in the day.
Oh my god, that is not good. You're going to have to give me... another reference, probably. Or we'll figure it out.
The IMDb, because my brain is not a good...
The first Fantastic Beast?
He's in the first Fantastic Beast as
then
well.
Then I'll look up that one.
He's like Ed Redmayne's
sidekick. Surely by the picture, you'll be able to pick him out. Yeah. That's the beauty of IMDb.
Yeah, I'm better with faces because I have to memorize faces. Because I don't have good facial memory.
To be fair, there's a lot of British people, though, that I follow that have similar faces. So it can get confusing. This is the British face.
I got bopped in the head in a skating ring as a child. That's why it's hard for me to...
No, I said that you, not me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because I think we, like... I forgot who... Like, you'd confuse Sean Bean with someone and da-da-da, but there's, like... Straight up, like I said, it's just, like, some of it's a case of British face, where it's, like, they just have so many similar features, like, where I could understand, even though I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
Like, it's sunny. Yeah. Freaking, I understand why people with, like, bad facial blindness have trouble with that show.
Some things can, like, make things a little harder than other things. Costuming. It's a fantasy movie. And everyone's dressed as elves, and they have, like, the exact same costume. That's going to make it a little hard for me.
Ooh, let me see if I get this guy right. Did I get him right?
Yeah,
this one? You go. Okay. Dan Fogler.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I watched mostly for him.
Was he good?
Yeah, he does a good job.
Cool.
Redmayne's doing work. I mean,
I'm sure he is. You know what I mean? Like, I've stepped away from Rowling's work, and like, I will watch him when he is not opposite Felicity Huffman or in a freaking Rowling film, and that hasn't happened yet that I know. I'll check.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, people are putting in work. It's just the content is lacking. It's like it was written for children, but then somebody had a change of heart and decided, let's write this for tweens. And then they had a change of heart and were like, let's write this for JK. But like those changes of heart happened in the middle of movies.
Fantastic Beasts, so but like, make it more JK.
Yeah, so like the first movie was like, this first movie is for kids. This is for, like, young kids and their parents.
Yeah, that's like, how it yeah. seemed like to me. So I was especially like, okay, I'm all right.
That sounds fun. I'll try that. I watched it. I was like, this is kind of, like, but yeah, it's for kids, mostly. It's for parents to be able to introduce Harry Potter in a way to their kids. It's kind of newer. Like, okay, kind of cool. And then the second one came out, and I was like, well, I really don't want to watch a movie with so much fucking Johnny Depp in it. JK hadn't been, like, gone... Well, she had already been canceled probably twice. But she, you know what I mean? Like, she's Teflon when it comes to cancellations. Because she's got so much money.
I know, right? I also think there's like a wheel, like, on the fucking... Not Wheel of Fortune. The other one. Price is Right. It's like the fucking Price is Right wheel. And you have to hit the $1 to actually be canceled. And if you don't hit it, you're fine.
Oh, you mean bankrupt? You gotta lose all your money, and then you can get canceled?
No, the $1 thing on the big wheel to get them going. That barely ever fucking happens, you know?
Tiny sliver.
Yeah, and the odds of it, yeah. If you hit that, you'll be canceled. If not, just ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, it's gonna be
you're fine.
Yeah, you got enough money, you'll be fine. At least especially, as long as you don't self-destruct in response, like Johnny Depp looks to be doing, which is... Oh, it's rough. It's rough, y'all.
I guess, for like
him. It's real bad, y'all.
I have not been a fan of his for quite a while, so...
Yeah, I mean...
And, like, for all the peeps that are like, oh my god, Amber Heard is horrible. She was a gold digger, da-da-da-da-da. Maybe she was. And guess what? She got that money, and guess what? She gave it to charity. That's a lot of gold digging, I guess.
She gold digged and like hit hard.
It's like, so maybe just like off. She, you know, maybe this was her plan to like fuck him over, but I don't think it really was for money because she could have gotten more and like just had it for herself.
She could have just kept it and like been like, and now I moved to the south of France, and Johnny keeps coming over to be like, where's my money?
I need a wine budget. Will you give me more money?
Yeah, I gotta pay for these 19 people that follow me around. I don't know what they do.
They make sure I keep a British accent, even though I'm not British.
Yeah, that's why it's so weird, but it's like, okay.
Oh my god, I wish...
If you want to be British, be
if
British.
If there's any court stuff, like audio released, I must hear it.
Bit of audio that was released of him and her.
Oh yeah, that's right. And he definitely
sounded as if he was keeping
had the his British like accent. British accent on.
And it's like, why? You're at home. It's like Batman doing the Batman voice when no one's around. Like he's in the Batcave. Nobody's in the Batcave.
But that's what he's I'm saying. Still I think like, that's just his voice now.
Alfred. And he's like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, no, nothing. I'm in Batman mode. Oh, that sounds awful. Like, yeah, man. Like,
hey, at least it's just a mode. It seems like Johnny Depp is 24/7.
Yeah, he is. He's 24/7.
How could you sit down and have a meeting with a dude that is living with a fake accent? Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would just laugh in his face.
Are you living with a fake accent? Has this affliction come to you or a loved one? Like, yeah, man. When I see that in the middle of a daytime
like
drama.
On the, like, on insurability and mental stability, I'd just be like, you are not there for
Something's
me. Because,
off.
Like, it'd be different if you, like, came in and you had that accent because that's the character you're about to go in for and you were super method and da-da-da-da. I could respect that.
There's a guy, listeners, you can look him up, fact check me. So there's a guy, speaking of bad, the wedding, the British wedding that happened, right? They had a guy show up that was going to be commentating, and he had this very fake sounding British name. And it turned out he was very fake British. He was, like, from America, and when he was a child, he'd been in a play of Oliver and Company, and apparently ever since then, he had spoken with a fake British accent. And so when he shows up to be the commentator as Nigel so-and-so the third, or whatever.
Naturally.
You know what I mean? Lancashire the third, or whatever his fake British name was that he's given himself. Like, is it, like, how people give themselves, like, fake Indian names? Like, yeah, man, my name's... Like, yeah, no, it isn't. Hopefully charged you a lot of money for that fake name. whoever did. But yeah, like, same thing. He's giving himself a fake British name and, like, showed up with this weird accent. And everyone from the UK was like, their ears are going off. Like, where the fuck is this guy from? Supposed to be from? Because his accent is all over the place and terrible. And it's like, nope, turns out he's a fake. He was not British. But somebody messed up and they hired a fake British guy.
I mean, I kind of get on some of the British accents. I'm not great at the region names of them, but what I consider the more like posh accent, kind of like what George Michael, Simon Cowell, those kind of people have. Like, it kind of sounds fake. It's so British or whatever, but it's always consistent at the same time. So it's like the fact that the dude's thing was like wilting everywhere is like that's a dead giveaway.
Well, that, like, not just fake. That, like, it sounds, by the sounds of the article I read at the time, the guy was jumping between being like posh and like, hello, governor, you know what I mean? Like, just bad,
like Cockney.
Just like, what is happening over there with that guy? Tune him out.
But I'm British.
Yeah, I'm British. No, you're not,
because I don't know what region you're from.
Don't know.
I've never been there, and I've been all over here. Like your accent.
Yeah, old country. Who dat? That dude is not from here. Yeah, man, it's just, it'd be like me showing up to Ireland and trying to be like, yes, I'm Irish. And they're like, no, you're not. Get out of here. Actually, get him. Oh, no.
I'd like to order some potatoes.
Yeah.
In the beat him up now. Beaten.
They all said with no accents. Jesus.
We're actually visiting our homeland.
Yeah.
We're not Irish, but we are of Irish descent. That.
I'll just beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with the stereotype either. It's just, you know, it's what you get. It's what would happen if you stepped into any place. Except for Mexico most of the time, especially if you got money. You step into a bar in Mexico in a poncho and a sombrero, yelling, ay, 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 and asking for tequila. You better have some money to back that up. Yeah. Otherwise, someone's gonna fucking beat the shit out of you. But if you then slap some money down, I guess they're gonna be like, hey, give this man some tequila. He's clearly already drunk.
You get a pass then.
Yeah. Someone also clearly overcharged him for that fake poncho and that really big sombrero. So, let him spend. That's also probably how you get robbed outside.
Oh, yeah.
By, like, wearing, like, a big tourist sombrero. That's how
all of a sudden you're in some fucking basement.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for that. You can't be flaunting the fact that you got enough money to buy a touristy sombrero and poncho and a bottle of tequila.
Or, like, you know, just drinks for everybody or something.
Drinks for everybody might be a little more helpful.
Yeah, but still gonna, like, probably call attention to you and then mugged.
Especially if you're alone. But that also might be so obvious that someone might think it's a trap.
I still want to go to Mexico, though.
Yeah, there's parts of Mexico that are beautiful. I mean, honestly, almost all of Mexico is beautiful. It's just there are also, you know, problems in every country that you have to be wary of when you go to them.
Oh, yeah. And I would like my Spanish to be at least a little bit better.
Oh, right. I don't want to show up as, like, the ugly American. Just, like,
key things. Obviously, like, I know a bit of food and, like, where's the bathroom and all that, but, like, I'd like it to be a little bit stronger. I always have a little phrase book with me so I can, like, try to flip and be, like...
in the restroom?
I'm going to go... I'm going to eat it because I'm going to know that I'm going to explode. It's going to be delicious, I swear, I'm sure.
Please tell me but you don't have a crouched toilet. It's going to be very difficult for me to eat and use it.
I'm getting used to it.
Right. You'd have to get used to it.
Yeah, it's working on my thigh muscles. So you got to stay away from that Rona.
off the rim. You end up like, what was that name? This is very tabloidy here. We are riffing before we do some tarot, but what was the name of that royal family member who said she caught Hep C off of a toilet?
I don't know, man. I don't really keep up with the royals, I'll be honest. Sever Megan. Megan's cool. But she got out of royalty, so she's no longer a royal.
Yeah, she don't get to be all like,
fuck the royals. The British royals. I'm sure there's other nice royals out there. Okay. I guess it's just like a...
It's a myth.
Myth.
Yeah. So I can't find any actual things on it, because it's like an urban myth thing from back in the day. But I did find a thing saying that supposedly, Prince Charles brings his own toilet seat everywhere with him. Which is a thing. He was way ahead of the curve, even in 2018.
I mean, I guess if I could, why not?
Right?
Get one of those nice cushy ones.
Nice cushy but then, toilet.
When you're laying it down everywhere, then the bottom of it's getting... I can't deal with it. Getting nasty.
I guess before we completely rant and riff off of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation, we will say that with Amber Heard... she's currently playing it cool, so as long as she continues to not kick up a fuss and, like, get all crazy about stuff and public about stuff, she'll probably be just fine. Because, one, female actors don't last nearly as long as male actors in the industry, on average. But because of that, they can fly way easy under the radar, because, like, you're gonna forget about what exactly it was they got in trouble for in a few years. But Johnny Depp, you're always gonna remember him and that he beat somebody up. Didn't he beat his wife? Isn't that what I heard? Like, that's why he sued so hard to prevent that from happening, for
his being stuck to his name. But I mean, it was already out there.
Yes, but it wasn't stuck on his name like that. It is now branded on him. That's why rumor mill, they are saying, if you get the appeal, you're back on, because that means you didn't do it. But I don't see how he can. We haven't, like, dropped our transcript dish yet. We might, like, put that out and record it for something way later, because we've been doing so many other random recordings. But they've been enjoyable, I hope. But yeah, like, Johnny Depp, he played his cards wrong, man. He got aggressive with the courts. He got defensive with the judge and the barrister or whatever. You know, man, I don't know, man. I'm not educated on the legal systems in other countries, which is probably why I would not do well if I got in trouble in another country. Because I'd be like, hey, doesn't it work like this? And they'd be like, oh, you silly American.
I mean, that's... enjoy our prison system. Those are... exactly the type of questions and stuff that you ask your lawyer before you, like, go up on the stand and act like a complete dude.
Right. Even if it's a digital and you're like, stand,
actually,
guys.
Actually, I'm gonna, like, argue semantics, like, a million times.
That was not good. That pissed the judge. I think that pissed everyone off.
It
pissed his own lawyers off. Because they were trying to defend him and couldn't, to a judge that was like, what are you doing? Explain. You haven't explained it. Like, what is happening? Let's see. What are we thinking? Three-card spread, like I normally do here? The tarot?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a three-card spread. But we're looking at trying to play a little guess who on the casting-wise. So let's go ahead and do a some a personal wise. Let's see.
Well, like my, I guess one of my problems is, I don't even know how Grindelwald is supposed to look. I thought he was a redhead.
In the books, I have no idea, man.
Or am I thinking of someone else?
In the books, maybe that's someone else. Honestly, I don't know. JK. Who knows?
Because, like, Colin Farrell is, like, a brunette and stuff in the first one, mm-hmm. right? Just, like, a normal-looking dude.
Yeah,
he's and just got a bad haircut. And then Johnny Depp is, like, some weird albino, almost, with, like, platinum hair and super yeah. white skin.
Yes.
So I'm assuming, like, Grindelwald then doesn't really have a preferred form or something then? Like, a way that he likes to look? He just looks whatever's convenient?
Mostly, it would seem. For plot-wise, you can do whatever you want. I'm sure there's a lot of dickering with JK to figure out what they're gonna do.
What's, like, the source material of it?
JK. It's all JK Rowling for Grindelwald. Especially from this time period. This is all just her winging it and working, I believe, in collaboration in some manner with the writers.
Yeah, then, because there's Dumbledore in the series as well, so mm-hmm. I am thinking about Grindelwald. Grindelwald's a fucking ginger, I'm almost certain of it, like, naturally.
Yeah, but he's also just they'll never cast that,
because
magic.
They've already got Eddie Redmayne in the series. You can't have two gingers.
There cannot be two gingers.
They can't.
It's too powerful. Let's see here. So, I'm going to do three and see something to kind of get a general idea of their casting decisions.
I really hate the art on these. It's so ugly.
On my cards?
It's mostly the coloring that, like, upsets me more than anything.
Well, the coloring is, based in meaning. So the colors are supposed to represent esoterics and symbolism.
Yeah, but does it have to be like that radioactive yellow?
Why can't no, it be not like, necessarily, but these are supposed like, to be very, think of these like theater. They put on a lot of extra color and makeup so you see them from the back.
Yeah, I see that rouge.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, these are highly decorated in that sense, but it's supposed to kind of really pop so that you can kind of use them to train. So the colors and the meanings, if you look them up, you see, like, oh, okay, these are green for a reason, and this is yellow in the background for a reason, and this guy's wearing blue pants for this reason, apparently. You know what I mean? It all depends on interpretation of people from back in the day. Because everyone had a different meaning, and some people then created new art. And that's how you got things like the Golden Dawn, and the Rider-Waite's kind of a boil down of multiple others. A guy, if I remember correctly, had someone compile and create this so that he could, you know. But yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff. This is a pretty basic system, this the Rider-Waite. That's why it's good for learning, and that's why I'm using it for now. I could pick up a Golden Dawn, but those are kind of darker connotations. You can... It's like...
I'm not saying you gotta change your deck.
No. It's just ugly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know.
First, we have the Queen of Pentacles. The face suggests that of a dark woman whose qualities might be summed up in the idea of greatness of soul. She has also the serious cast of intelligence. She contemplates her symbol and may see worlds within. The divinatory meaning... opulence, generosity, security, and magnificence and liberty. It's not reversed, but if it was, it would add to it evil, fear, suspicion, suspense, and mistrust. Then we got the Ten of Cups. So the Ten of Cups, appearance of cups in a rainbow. It is contemplated in wonder and ecstasy by a man and woman below, evidently husband and wife. His right arm is about her, his left raised upward as she raises her right arm. The two children dancing near them have not observed the prodigy, but are happy after their own manner. That's a weird, yeah, They're just dancing around, in other words. Because they are. They, in other words, the kids don't seem to have noticed that in the sky is a rainbow filled with cups. Instead, they're just kind of dancing for their own business. There's a home in the background. Diminutory meanings. Contemplation, repose of the entire heart. The perfection of that state, if with several picture cards, a person who is taking charge of the querent's interests. Also, the town, village, or country inhabited by the querent. It's not reversed, but if it was, it would have repose of the false heart, indignation, and violence added. Then we have the Seven of Cups, which is reversed. We've had this one before, but the strange chalices of vision. It's the one where a guy has walked up on a cloud that's filled with, like, cups that seem to be offering him possibilities of the future. Or items or something, you know. It's all like, touch the spindle.
Yeah, except I think you actually get something from us, not just, like,
so it seems.
Death.
Right, you just get blasted. Divinatory meaning, fairy favors, imagines of reflection, imagination, sentiment, things seen in the glass of contemplation, some attainment in these degrees, but nothing permanent or substantial is suggested. It's reversed, so desire, will, determination, and project. So these cards together, when asking about their general idea on casting, I think you are pretty right. They are going to try and go someone British. As home.
And gender swap it. British lady.
They could, but this could also mean...
ultimate disguise.
This could all, the Queen of Pentacles could also mean that J.K. Rowling is going to be much more in tune on who they're casting.
Or some woman in charge.
Or some other woman in charge of casting that's going to make a big decision involved in it. Yeah. The Seven of Cups, I think that's going to be like... I have a feeling that's like Johnny Depp's, like, somehow screwing over their ability to properly cast things right. But it's desire and will, determination and project. But that's could also, like, that one's the one that needs a little more deep delving into. But I'll leave that one up with it.
Yeah, for me, the seven means mystery.
Mysteries. So. And definitely is. That one's the one I'm having a harder time.
Oh, it's inversed, right?
It is.
1 second. That's not a mystery.
Alright. It's less mysteries.
It is being overly concerned with superficialities.
That does give a little better clarity. Ooh. Overly concerned with superficialities.
Maybe they want to look-see with the first two choices, and they're going to pick someone more, fitting. I guess, based on their ability or, like, their popularity. You know, pick someone that everybody likes.
A little easier on it, especially on them. All right, let's see here. And so now I'm going to do a...
I mean, I guess it's got to be, like, someone in their 50s, right? Somewhere around there.
You'd want someone a little, at least in their 50s or 40s. Magic is making them look good and all, but...
Yeah, but any younger than that, and you're, like,
age.
Bright and shiny. I'm shiny Grindelwald. Ding!
Look at me, I'm so young looking, it's great.
The youngest.
Terrible later in jail. I'm going to do another 3-card, but this one for casting potentials. So let's see if anything pops out that gives us a general idea on who might be casted, or at least a ballpark of what they're looking for, besides, like, who's in charge. But the top 3 cards will still supplement these if need, for clarity.
Oh, he's got that rouge.
Oh, yeah, it was rouged up.
Rouged up. I like the Emperor. It's kind of cute.
So we have the Emperor. the Two of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. The Emperor. Stability, power, aid, protection, a great person, conviction, and reason. In reversed, it adds the benevolence, compassion, credit, also confusion to enemies, obstruction, and immaturity. Two of Pentacles. A young man in the act of dancing has a pentacle in either hand, and they are joined by that endless cord, which is like the number 8 reversed. Divinatory meanings. Oh, and by the way, the Emperor was reversed, in case I didn't mention it.
Yeah, I know that, but how is 8 reversed?
I don't know, man.
The reverse of an 8. The reverse of an 8 is 8.
Maybe because it's on its side. Bro. I don't know. Somebody didn't explain that one well.
Look at that reverse 8. It's just tilty.
It's just a sideways 8. It's reversed. Calm it down. Divinatory meaning. It is represented as a card of gaiety, recreation, and its connections, which is the subject of the design. But it is read also as news and messages in writing, such as obstacles, agitation, trouble, and embroilment. It's not reversed, but if it was, it would have enforced gaiety, simulated enjoyment, literal sense, handwriting, composition, and letters of exchange. Forced gaiety.
Yeah, what is forced gaiety? Does anyone know? Tell me.
Have you ever shot at a man's feet and yelled, dance? That sounds like forced gaiety to me.
You better get out your gun.
Alright. Dance! Flap, 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 flap. And also, you better look like you're enjoying it.
Yeah. What's going on? Force gaiety, motherfucker!
You wanna get some? You wanna dance too? Oh, shit.
I guess you just gotta act like you enjoy it, and then they won't want you.
Two of Swords. A hoodwinked figure balances two swords upon her shoulders. Hoodwinked. She's blindfolded.
When I was like, hoodwinked, I'm not seeing any scene of hoodwinkery.
It's not like a guy twisting a mustache that, like, put it over her head. She's been blindfolded.
Yeah, there's like a white bandana around her eyes.
She's a lady holding two swords across her shoulders up and into the air, sitting on a bench, just on a gray kind of concrete, looking out onto a seaside ocean with a crescent moon in the background sky. If that's a much better description of what they got in here going on, but they didn't have enough space. So, divinatory meanings, conformity, and the equipoise. You know, like turquoise.
It's like,
equipoise.
What are these fucking words, though?
Equipoise, like, some of these which it suggests words courage, I've never heard of in my life. Concord, and the sense of arms and intimacy.
I went to school for 4 years for English, and I've never heard some of these fucking words.
So, some of the times they've used words is specifically to be obtuse? Was it misdirecting? Not immediately read? I can't remember. I don't know. So, esoteric? It's so that you have to look up the word and figure out what their deeper meaning in using that word in that placement of the sentence was.
Okay, just being like Shakespeare bastards. That's kinda fun.
Yeah. Because I want to say this is probably a modern translation of what the original Rider-Waite booklet would be.
But still, some of these words, it's like nobody knows these words. I don't know what the word means, let alone how to pronounce it.
Equipoise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also don't know what it means exactly, because I am not that up on my old school words. Let's do it.
That's dictionary dive. Dead word. How do you spell it, though?
It is spelled E-Q-U-I-P-O-I-S-E.
Oh my god, that's exactly how I thought it'd be spelled. Good. And that seems to be pronounced like you did. Enquiposed. Balance of forces or interest. In a sentence. This temporary equipoise of power.
Would have been great as if in the sentence it had the sentence from the rider weight. It was like conformity in the equipoise, which is just like, what? There you go. That's your word for the day, y'all. Equipoise.
Merriam-Webster also has a definition of it as a state of equilibrium. So I guess it's kind of similar to counterbalance.
But they like to use words that you can get multiple meanings, deeper meanings.
It's also a drug. Oh, snap. You can shoot it up.
Oh, snap. You can get some equipoise.
How long does it take for equipoise to kick in?
Oh, shit.
What?
Hit a weird part of the podcast where we stumbled on weird designer drugs.
I don't think it's like straight up for something. it's used in veterinary medicine, mostly for horses. So you probably should not take it. No, I think it's just straight up a steroid for sick horses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hence they named it Equipoise. They probably thought they were clever. Equestrian, you know.
Very nice.
I assume. Like, I don't know, whoever named it Equipoise.
Those horses are getting real high.
Having a good old time. They're just like, man, it's so wasted. I don't feel bad anymore. Yep.
It's not reversed, but if the Two of Swords was reversed, it would imposture, falsehood, and duplicity, and disloyalty. So I think they're going to pick somebody of a bit... I think they're going to pick somebody that is of the LGBT community, but in the end, it still creates controversy.
Stephen Fry.
Oh, yeah, Stephen Fry suddenly. It was me the whole time.
I would fucking love it. I would love it, please.
Yeah, great.
Oh, no, please don't, though, because...
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, Rowling hates you.
Yeah. She doesn't like most people of the
LGBT community. But they might do it just for a PR thing. Because if she's not in charge of the decision, whoever is might do it just for, to like, not only be like someone that people like, but someone within the community. So you add more diversity than just, you know, white ass Johnny Depp.
Extra white, because they paled him up. You gonna peel him up? Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, like, disturbingly pale in that. Like, it's because it's unnaturally pale. I don't know, because, like, I know British people. I know paleness. I know all about it. His is fake.
Yeah, he's there. But yeah, thanks for joining us on this, thing, man. Hopefully we'll see what they decide to do on the casting on Johnny Depp, because they need to replace that guy with somebody.
I'm honestly like I can't even think of any people.
Like, who would they in the age they range just slip into that spot?
Yeah, like I wish you could. Maybe I'll ponder on it next time. I'll like come up with some bullshit. When they're already announced, too. We've already recast.
Right. We've recast it all. We've recast everyone. That's our big decision.
The Shadow Knows.
So, yeah, guys, you can find us out there. We're here on anchor.fm. You can find us on Tabloid Tarot. Look us up on Spotify, Apple. Google, Bullhorn, pretty much, if you're listening to podcasts, look us up. If you didn't find us through here, through somewhere else, share us around. If you found what we're up to fun, if you got questions about tarot that, you'd like us to do on air or discuss, or, even just got a weird reading that you feel would be fun, send it in. We'd find it fun doing fan readings, because it's something to do. Or at least free readings. You're going to have to be a fan to get a free reading. Right? Because, yeah, we could always use practice. Yeah, we
don't, like, Miss Cleo you and charge you a lot of money.
We're not going to Miss Cleo you, charge you a bunch of money, send you a bunch of postcards that say, like, doom is coming to your home, but Miss Cleo has a big message for you.
Whoa.
That's pretty much what they're sending people. They're sending people, like, super creepy tarot card postcards that were, like...
Oh, after you call?
Yeah. Because they wanted you to call again. They'd be like, she's got a real important message, and only you need to hear it, and she's got it for you, so you need to call back.
Did anyone ask my mom if she got them?
She ever got, like, a threatening phone call or postcard?
Yeah, but I'm afraid she'd be so upset with me.
They apparently would also do the whole old school, like, debt collector phone calls where they'd, like, break your legs. And then, like, if you tried to do charge back or whatever through your bank, they would, like, try and sue you.
Oh, no, she paid it. I don't know how much it was, but she was so upset with
us. The might of the psychic network came down on her. And I was like, you're going to pay, lady. Because guess what? Got you. We know that your underage children used it while you weren't looking. But we don't care.
Yeah, we also got on QVC one time.
Oh, yeah?
We had a lot of free time. We were left alone a lot. Don't leave your children alone so much. You know? So fires happen. Miss Cleo gets called.
What were you trying to buy off QVC?
Nothing. We were just going to say some bullshit when we got on air. We were like, "Ala, ala, ala."
Hello, like, I would like that horse riding a horse.
Like your stupid fucking face, you know.
That we're porcelain just gonna troll. Horse riding a horse. It's named Aquapose.
Because, you know, yeah, pretty much you just like pretend to be like an old lady or whatever, like interested in whatever bullshit they were selling so that you could get in line to be put on air.
That's a shirt. Just says Aquapose, and it's a horse. On top of a horse. That way when people ask what that word means, you'd be like, it means a horse on a horse. Equipose. Get it? Equine in a pose? Equipose. That medicine, that drug can do it. Like, it goes in a horse. We're going to call it Equipose. Because isn't that clever?
Like I said, that's what I assume. But maybe I'm just, like, tired of.
Yeah, like, it keeps the horse balanced. Call it Aquapose.
Oh, it's steroids. Like, yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know. I hope you're not just pumping all horses with steroids.
Give all the horses the steroids. They need to be
They
beefy.
All get the Aquapose.
They all need to get real big. Pretty sure that's illegal. End up, you know, getting in trouble for
like my horse is muscular.
Hey, you don't need it. I mean, I don't know why you would want to juice your horse unless you were doing something illegal. Unless you're just trying to save its life because for some reason your horse has asthma or something.
Aww. Or sickly horse. Problem. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's probably what it's for.
Yeah, I assume so. I didn't check into it further. I need to know the inner workings of Equipose.
We didn't do a deep dive
horse steroids. If you would like to know more, Google it.
I mean, I'm over here saying that Equipose is when two horses stand on top of each other. So.
What the information?
Yeah. We'll be back and we'll be around.
Eventual outro.
Eventually.
It's Tableau Tarot today. It's an opening because you people wanted one. It's subject to change because this is an opening for Tableau Tarot today.